Now, I'm going to attempt something now, which as far as I know has never actually been done. It's unique, is this. What I'm going to do, and what I'm about to do, is use a primer stove to make soup. Now, that's quite a... Hang on. What I'm doing now... See, what you have to do is you have to put a little... Hang on a second. You have to put a little drop of meths in a little... I've got meths everywhere. Around the little... It's all going wrong. I can understand why this has not been done before. Right. I've now managed to saturate the whole bloody stove in meths. Now I've lost the top. Right. That's what I have to do, because it's cold, right, and liquid paraffin doesn't actually burn you. What you have to do is you have to preheat with these old stoves. You have to preheat the paraffin by burning meths around it. So what I'm about to do is light the little meths reservoir, and that's gone up with a lovely blue flame. There's actually some meths in the actual little... There's a semicircular reservoir beneath the burner, you see, that actually this is where the meths is supposed to go to heat the paraffin. I've got a little bit of meths, actually, in the semicircular reservoir. And most of it, however, is in the little case of my little meths burner. Now, I'm just going to... What I have to do now is... You see what I like about these things? Listen to this. I'm just charging it up. The pressure's building in the brass reservoir that holds the paraffin now. God, this is exciting. And the meth is still burning. It's diminishing now. You can actually see the meth boiling away in there. What I have to do now is get a pan, right? And it says 200 ml of water, right? There's the water going in now, right? And the meths is starting to die down now. But you have a small window of opportunity. Once the meths goes out, it's too hot to set light to it, but it's actually burning. So what you have to do with these old stoves is you have to wait till the meths goes out, and then as soon as the meths goes out, of course, it's just gone out. Hang on, I'm just to spark it up now. I'm just trying to light. I'm just turning on the paraffin now. Whoa, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Right. Now, what happened there was... Oh, shit. What happened there was... Oh, bugger. Oh, for Christ's sake. What I've got now is about a foot of yellow paraffin burning away. This was the main problem. Smoke from the bloody bothy. The main problem with that is what I've done there, you see, because I spilt most of the bloody paraffin. I didn't heat most of the meths. I didn't heat sufficiently the burner, so we got liquid paraffin coming out of the top, and that burns yellow. And so I think, ladies and gentlemen, here's some music.
Polar bears climb to the top of the hill, searching for ice for their lives to fulfill. Braving the storms, they wander far and wide. Think of them as you sit by your fireside. Snow in Spain and palm trees in the north. Climate change will paint with its deadly force. The authorities deny that it is even there. But the seasons are changing and nobody really cares. So raise your hands into the air if you want to show that you really care. And you think about what you can do Reduce your waste, recycle, and reuse.
And I'm absolutely confident that we will get soup at the end of this, all right? There's no dubiety about this. Now, what happened there was I failed to put enough meths in the actual little round reservoir beneath the burner. Didn't heat up the paraffin enough, therefore it didn't vaporise, and the result was a 4-foot column of yellow flame, which, if I'd been in a tent, wasn't worth thinking about. Right! Now I'm going to attempt, I'm going to light the meths and it's going to work, nay bother. Whoa. Now what's, it's doing what it should do now. I've got a lovely blue flame surrounding the paraffin burner. So I've got my little pan here. It's got my water already in it. I've got my handle ready. One of them clippy type handles, you know what I mean? And the meths is burning beautifully. I'll just make sure there's enough pressure in the cylinder. Oh, can you hear that lovely little sound? I love this. The smell of these things is great. Meths is particularly unpleasant, I have to say. The problem with carrying meths, of course, is if you get it on any food, it's basically inedible. Oh, God. What I like about these stoves is their basic unpredictability. Oh, my God. There's now a yellow flame now. It's just burning off the remainder. It's just, it's that roaring you can hear. I don't know why it's doing that. That's just the remainder of the paraffin that was left within the actual tube burning off. It's nothing to worry about at all, I think. Right, I've got the matches ready. It's the meth, the furor, the conflagration that the meth has created. It's just about to die out now. It's that critical moment now where it begins to cool down. You should hear a pleasant roar. Whoa, you hear that? That's it, that's the baby. Now listen to that. That, oh, you see. Look at gas stoves doing that. Apparently, Shinnebro, this is a Shinnebro 400, which was a copy. I think it was a Korean copy of, can you hear me over the roar? that's a bloody stove. I'll just pump it up a little bit here. Oh, here we go. See, it's used our bloody Everest. Right, now, I can't, there's a lovely little blue flame there. I'm just popping my pan on. Oh, jeez, there's a fair bit of heat up. And in moments, we'll have soup. I love these little stoves. People say they're heavy. Well, they are heavy. I'll give in. Can you hear me above the roar? I don't know. They are heavy, but relatively speaking, you don't have to carry much paraffin because they're quite efficient. There is steam rising from that water already. Brilliant. Here we go. This could be, I'm beginning to understand why nobody else has actually recorded this. If you can hear me over the roar, I don't know if you can hear me, is it? If you can hear me over the roar, which you're very much down, I'll move the recorder further away. Hang on. That might be better. I've moved you slightly further away from the actual burner. Listen to that noise. Isn't that wonderful? That's the noise you want a stove to make, isn't it, eh? Admittedly, it would have burnt the tent down first shot, but, well, you know. So anyway, this is the audio version of my my blog, which is Mountains, Middle Age, and much, much more. I put the much, much more at the ending because that means I can talk about just about anything. There are bubbles forming in this water, and I just thought what I'd do is I'll tell you. I was up Tom O'Koinic last Sunday. Beautiful day. You can see the photos on the blog. And as I say, I set off up that particular hill in a bit of a fog that day, really. Because sometimes life turns around and kicks you, doesn't it? And I've been kicked fairly regularly by life, and I probably deserve it, I do. But when I went up, when I set off up that hill, I don't know, there was a lot of things weighing on my mind. This is nearly boiling, by the way. Eat your heart out, camping, guys. And there's no lid neither. slowly as the day unfolded, I felt an awful lot better, you know. And I think it's there's something about walking up a hill, being out in nature, in a natural world, and away from all the crap that you live with day to day that puts everything in perspective. And this is nearly boiling. I'm going to just have to get the soup out. And I don't think I'll do this again. A lot to think about. It's boiling. Bloody hell, that was quick. Right. I'm going to get a cup. This is exciting. A bloke making soup on radio. Bloody hell, you can't. It doesn't get any better than this. Oh, there we are. Little packet of soup in there. Any minute now. Roaring away, there it is. Right, now I've got to find the handle. You have to excuse me, I have to focus on this. Right, I've got the handle. I'm going to declare that boiling, I think. Oh, hang on. I'll turn the Shinnebro off in a minute and you'll be able to hear yourself think. It's never a good idea. Here we go, just turn it off now. Boom. Oh, a relief, eh? I'm just trying to pour the water into the cup. Yes, look at that, look at that. This is cooking. Eat your heart out, Jamie Oliver, eh? Any fool can do it. Oh, I can't get a bloody drawer. Hang on. Any fool. Oh, just stir it. Bosh it in the cup. Bosh it in the cup. There we are. You have to leave that for a minute. Wonderful. Well, there you are. You've just witnessed the first cup of soup made on a primer stove and recorded on a podcast. Sometimes life's just too exciting, isn't it?
John D. Burns, mountains, middle age, and much, much more.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed my little Highland blog here. The next edition, I hope, will be coming to you, not exactly live, but certainly direct from the Highland Bothy of Bernays. I'm hoping to get in there early next week. If the weather remains icy and cold and snowy as it is now, it should be pretty good in there. I have to wait until bad weather. Something about a Bothy in bad weather, I don't know why. But I'm hoping to do that. As I look out my window from the Highland capital of Inverness right now, I can actually see Ben Wyvis. Absolutely picturesque, clear as crystal, and covered in snow and glistening away in the sunshine. Isn't it marvellous, eh? And I'm in here. Ah, well. But hopefully this weather will hold. It's forecast to. They tell me it will. And I'll be in Bernays next week, freezing to death. Now, I don't know if you read my last blog, which was called Buried Treasure. And, no, it wasn't. It was called Treasure in the Hills. Ah, I don't know who writes this stuff. So, anyway, that relates to a couple of bottles of energy drink, which are still hidden far away in up Glen Affric there. You can find the location by looking at my blog and also a little brief description on there. There's a grid reference and everything. If you find them, you're very welcome to have them. But do let me know, because I'd really like to know who drinks it. And I'd just like to say thank you very much to Adrian Telfer, who is a Highlander musician. And his was the little ditty about the polar bear. And I'm just going to finish by playing out with Adrian Telfer. If you'd like to hear more of Adrian, I'll put links to his website and stuff on the blog. I do hope you've enjoyed it, and hope to speak to you next week if I've survived the experience from the depths of the Highland Mountains in Bernays Bothy, surrounded by snow and ice. Here's Adrian Telfer.
Do the scientists have windows in their labs? Do they not see the storm outside? Trees fall and houses are destroyed. Can they not see the tsunami raging in our lives? So raise your hands in the air if you want to show that you care and you think about what you can do. Reduce your waste, recycle and reuse. The polar bear, he steps on very thin ice. He leaps for the sea and doesn't think twice. He swims for miles and miles to find the shore, clinging to a sheet of ice. He's no more. He's no more. He's no more. He's no more. Raise your hands in the air. Show the people that you really care. Just think about the good that you could do. Reduce your waste, recycle, and reuse.